Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Winston Churchill is credited with saying that plans are of little importance, but planning is essential. Our next guest says that this is particularly relevant to financial planning, but he also wants you to remember that the plans themselves comprise nothing more than guesswork. Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Mike, it's a pleasure to be back with you.
Now, let's go ahead and jump right into this. And of course, we're going to assume that most people know that you don't have a crystal ball when it comes to financial forecasting. But don't a lot of people expect that that's what a financial plan is supposed to do?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think a lot of consumers have that perception that a financial plan is kind of a look into the future. And I believe actually a couple practitioners that I've met feel that way too. But, you know, in its basic form, a financial plan is kind of finding out where you are today in the present. So we'll call that point A. Finding out where you want to be in the future, point B. And then designing, crafting a set of action items and a game plan for getting from point A to point B. The problem is very few people actually have a clear idea where they want to be in the future. At most, they have a solid guess, but it's surprising how many times people really don't know what they want their life to look like. And what's even more surprising, just the present, finding out where you are today. Often couples don't agree to where they are right now or even how they got there. So
I guess you have to guess at what the inflation rate is going to be, what rate of earnings you'll be able to attain.
Yeah, you're right. Some of the obvious ones would be inflation. How long will I live? How long does this plan need to last? How healthy will my remaining years be? What will tax rates be? How about interest rates? Are they going to be low or higher? When will that change? How fast will they change? How long will they stay changed? Things like that. But there are other things that we guess on that they're not easy to come to mind. I mean, things like, what are we going to be driving in 10, 15 years? Do we need each to have our own car, or can we have one car? Or are we even driving cars? What if, as a society, everybody's in self-driving vehicles or car shares? Some other things like cell phones. Are we even going to have cell phones in the future? What about healthcare? That kind of stuff. One of the things that hit me personally was, where will I be living in the future? Mike, I am a planner. I plan for myself. I should know this kind of thing. But if you were to tell me 10 years ago that I would be living in Clemson, South Carolina, commuting an hour each way to work to Greenville and loving it, I would have said, you're nuts. That's not in the plan. But those kind of things happen.
Okay, and so if planning is indeed just this pile of guesses, then maybe some people are thinking, why bother at all? Let's just wing it.
Well, yes, but it's actually the opposite. The opposite is true. A plan is a pile of guesses, but planning is a process. I think George Patton said that, you know, a good plan or a mediocre plan that's actually executed is better than a perfect plan that is not put into motion. And if you think about it, a financial plan is a noun. So it's a thing. It's an inanimate object. Planning is a verb. It's a process. It's an action. And the plan itself may not be very valuable, but the process of planning is totally essential. One of my favorite quotes comes from Mike Tyson, and talking about his next opponent. He says, everybody has a plan until they get hit in the mouth. And, you know, so we apply that. So yes, you could have all these charts and graphs and spreadsheets and these assumptions, and you can have this plan that looks awesome. Here's how my life is going to work out. Here's what's going to happen. And then boom, you get hit in the mouth with life. And all of a sudden that plan is useless. Well, that's what I'm talking about. The process of planning is what's valuable. You need to be able to reassess, regroup, course correct, make those changes, and do, and that's what's very, very valuable in life is the planning process, not so much the plan that you get to put on your shelf or that has all the nice charts.
Well, you've convinced me, Rick. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely, Mike. Thanks for having me on again.
Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear us again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.